York football giants invade Chicago, loaded for bear, as they take on the Western champs for the title.
The Bears are putting the boom on the Giants this week.
What was that?
Lou, it's the Bears versus the Giants today, Sunday, noon, at Soldier's Field, as they call it down in the South Side. Hello?
I am here.
All right. You know, Lou, they both first played each other in 1925, the year you were born.
And, yes.
And the Bears lead the series 29-21 in regular season with two ties. The Bears lead in postseason 5-3, including.
And they're gonna. Well, I tell you what, it's the Santos era. He's gonna bring them a victory.
Wow. So let's look at the significant games in our lifetime. Lou, do you remember 1977?
Vaguely.
Do you remember the Walter Payton Ice Bowl game at Old Giant Stadium?
I don't.
Okay. Payton kept the Bears in the game on an icy field, and kicker Bob Thomas won it in overtime. The Bears went to their first playoff game since 1963. The Bears. Do you remember the divisional game, Lou, in 1986 when the Bears
were... No, and neither did you until you Googled it.
You liar! Bears 21, Giants goose egg, the Bears. And finally...
Who has more Super Bowl victories?
I don't remember, Lou.
Bears don't have more Super Bowl victories.
Do you remember the 1991 divisional game, Lou, where the Bears were, or excuse me, the Giants were on the road to their Super Bowl championship? Remember the 90s?
Yes, and then they went on to get crushed by the Baltimore Colts.
But they spanked the Bears 31-3, so it ends up okay.
So, yes.
So, okay, Lou, Sunday NFL pick. Week one goes in the history books with an asterisk, Lou. Do you think so?
No. I don't care.
I know you don't care.
I don't care about the picks. I am going to the Dickman division next week. Where life is simpler.
The good news is that rookie Gene McNeil has picked the Giants as her lock this week, Lou.
Oh, Gene.
And what will be Lou's first prop bet? Everybody's waiting for that next week before you join the Dickman.
Yes.
All right. Finally, your predictions of the final score, Giants versus Bears.
Oh, my God. It's going to be the Bears win it by Carlos Santos with a 47-yard field goal, 12-9.
12-9, Lou. You were close last week, man. You were very close. All right, your power rankings of the week. You're going to rank the tourist sites in New York City. You ready, Lou?
Oh, God. Okay.
The Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, Central Park, Times Square, and the Brooklyn Bridge. Number five, Lou.
Brooklyn Bridge.
No, you know, you're not romantic. You don't meet your lover on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Times Square.
Times Square is number four. Number three, Lou.
Empire State Building.
All right, here we go. Between the Statue of Liberty and Central Park, what is number two, sir?
Central Park.
The Statue of Liberty, Lou. The shining beacon of the...
Yes. And may you all have a shiny beacon this week.
And finally, your question of the week. Where besides...
May your beacon get shined.
Where besides New York City, can you...
Shining beacons. It's now the new term. What are you doing? Oh, I was just shining my beacon.
Why are you in the bathroom so long? I'm shining my beacon. All right. Where besides New York City, Lou, can you make it? If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And why?
Oh, Lexington, Kentucky.
And why, Lou?
If you can make it with Mitch McConnell, you can make it anywhere.
Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give me your catchphrase out.
I'm an outstanding beacon in mankind.
Go Bears! This is a Comanche inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Carlos Santos Fan Club. When you want to be part of the Santos era, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Santos.
I approve this outstanding message.